are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dan Gaynor. He's vice president of the Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute. And with Tax Day just 2 days away, many major events are planned around the country known as Tea Parties. People who are fed up with the amount of government spending and the amount of taxes they've got to pay to Uncle Sam as well as their state and local governments. And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
This is an issue that's gotten a lot of attention on talk radio and on some cable outlets, namely Fox News and maybe CNBC a little bit. But for the most part, the major networks aren't covering this. Why?
Well, I think it doesn't fit with their worldview. I think they don't like this early in the Obama administration. I don't think they like a nationwide protest that they perceive as attacking their guy. And yes, the mainstream media helped Obama get elected.
What is the media's responsibility here? What do they need to cover?
This is written in the ethical code for society professional journalists that they're supposed to cover, be comprehensive in their coverage. That doesn't mean the stuff they want to cover. It means the big news of the day. And when 30,000 people were out protesting on February 27th, they should have covered it. Now we're looking at hundreds of thousands of people potentially on April 15th. And I still see no major media coverage, unless we talk New York Times, and they've done 6 pieces, have mentioned it, 5 of them have attacked it.
Dan, what do you see as the significance of the Tea Parties in terms of just the voice that's being aired here as well as the organization involved?
Well, it is a nationwide grassroots movement. It's not AstroTurf as made-up grassroots that Paul Krugman claims. And what shows here is Barack Obama got elected by high-tech means. He was able to utilize grassroots movement by using new technology. Here we are, not even 100 days into Obama, and a conservative movement, not the GOP, because this is certainly not, they're not that well organized yet, has managed to coalesce opposition to big spending in Washington by using things like talk radio and Facebook and Twitter and not relying on traditional media. That's huge.
Dan, you mentioned a moment ago that you believe the reason this is not being covered is because it's negative for Obama and the media is vested in Obama succeeding or at least having strong public approval ratings over the long haul. What's their reason publicly stated for not giving this the attention that you believe it should be given?
I don't think they really have a good reason publicly stated. Howie Kurtz, who works for Washington Post and appears on CNN, while he was busty on Fox for actually covering this a lot, he did mention that CNN had dropped the ball on it. Well, yes, and then MSNBC, which is a sister network of CNBC where this all started, has gotten lost in sexual innuendo and dirty comments referencing the parties that even on talk radio I'm not about to go into detail, but it's fair to say it's not very mature. It's like a couple of 12-year-old kids talking.
We're talking with Dan Gaynor, who's vice president of the Business and Media Institute. And Dan, in your research on this subject, it appears that you do have some basis for contending that the media will cover protests that fit their agenda, because you looked at some other protests they've done recently that fit some more liberal ideology, correct?
Yeah, well, I looked at the Proposition 8 protests right after the election among ABC, NBC, CBS, The Post, and The New York Times. They covered Proposition 8 protests 38 times. They're nowhere near that coverage right now, yet some of the protests for the first Tea Party protest had more people than the Proposition 8 protests that they were covering. It just doesn't fit with their mindset.
Dan, in addition to just the liberal ideology, what does it say when a free press, if this in fact is the size of a story that we expect it to be in a couple of days, simply ignores a story of this magnitude?
Well, what it shows is certainly, I think, a couple hundred thousand people come Wednesday are going to know very clearly in their minds why traditional media is falling away, why people are turning more to alternate resources, either on the web or on talk radio or elsewhere, because they can't count on traditional media to even vaguely try to be neutral.
Dan, about 30 seconds left here. What do you expect at these tea parties, whether from a journalistic perspective or not? What kind of event do you expect?
Well, I expect they'll be very well attended. I mean, I think just based on the number of events that they had last time versus now, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people potentially. And yeah, I think the networks will cover it a little bit. And then they'll say, see, we covered it. But early coverage of something is like a snowball adding to an avalanche. And when you don't do that, this is journalism by censorship, not journalism.
And finally, is it better for those in the Tea Party movement to get no coverage or coverage that does not exactly paint them in a favorable light?
Oh, you know what they always used to say about Hollywood? Say whatever you want, but spell it right. How are people going to know what's going on if they don't hear about it. So definitely they want coverage.
Dan, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time today, as always.
Thank you.
Dan Gaynor is Vice President of the Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Please check us out online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.